Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's a story from Maria Savarese.
Since I was a young girl, activism has always been a really big part of my life. I learned from a really young age that my father, when we were upset with something, we went to some kind of rally. I was in 10th grade at Fort Lauderdale High School. I had been in roughly two or three shows with our school's theater, and I was also part of the thespian troupe, so I was not only doing the theater at the school, but I was also part of the traveling theater troupe that went to various competitions. When I learned from my theater teacher that the entire theater and music department at my school's budget was getting cut for the next year. And me and my really good friend, Tatiana, we were so upset. This had been a year where we had just put on one of the biggest productions that our theater department had ever done before, The Wedding Singer. The role that I played was Linda. She was sort of the slutty best friend. It was my first really star-leading role in a production. It was a huge success, and everyone was sort of still going off the high of such a great performance. And we had just learned that our theater department was going to be cut. And it was a really big deal for us because our theater teacher, that was all she taught at the school. So if that department was getting cut, she was going to lose her job because she didn't have any other classes to teach. And so my good friend and I, being, I think, sort of the young activists that we were, we managed to start a Facebook group that gained, I think it was something like 2,000 or 3,000 likes within just a few weeks. And we sort of rallied a bunch of students all across our county, had teachers and parents and students write the governor. And we had a big rally at a nearby park. A bunch of people donated food. One of the newspapers came out and interviewed Tatiana and I. We tie-dyed a bunch of t-shirts, and we started, we actually named the group. It was USA, so United Students for the Arts, which we thought was pretty clever. And we had little wristbands, and it was like this whole big event, and all the teachers came out, and I mean, we were just sort of doing it because we were so angry that this program that meant so much to us was going to go away. I mean, it was such a phenomenal experience. It brought students from all different portions of the school together, and you put on these great performances, and now all of that was going to go away. And sort of long story short, after, you know, putting all these rallies together and building thousands of likes on this Facebook page and all these calls to the governor, sure enough, I think it was after a month or two, the governor stopped it. And he reinstated the budget for these schools. And we realized it was all because of my good friend Tatiana and I. And it was just incredible to think that a bunch of students from a small high, like public high school in Florida, in South Florida, were able to bring back arts to our county, at least for a little while. I mean, who knows what's going to happen now. But that was just such a momentous occasion. And we were actually back in South Florida at our high school a few years ago to watch another performance by the high school students. And we were in college and just returning to visit. And our teachers called us onto the stage and gave us flowers. And it was sort of like, you saved our jobs, Maria and Tatiana. And we were just little kids at the time. And now, just look at us. I'm in law school. My good friend, she does a lot of work for Israel and in Boston, and she's sort of like making waves. And yeah, now we're both very politically active, and I really attribute that moment to where it all started.
Maria Savarese with a story about a political action.
One taken when she was 15 years old. When I was 15, I was mostly worried about diets and boyfriends. And this young woman got such an education from an early age. This is truly a tribute not only to the power of activism, but to her dad.
She really did have an impact, according to her, with government policy.
It also sounds like this story, this experience, had an amazing impact on her. I mean, yes, her early childhood empowered her to take this action, but she clearly states that this really helped me see what was possible, what I could do. And now what's she doing? She's training to be a federal public defender. She's going to combat injustice in our system.
She could have also become an actor.
She could have. She could have gone either way. And you know, it's interesting that you say that because we talk about the political stage and here she is blending together this performance stage and politics in a beautiful way.
She sounds like she has a lot of energy and is going to do a lot of good in this world.
Obviously, just by listening to her story, this is a terrific young woman and very clever, even from that early an age. I love United Students for the Arts, that USA acronym. I think I might just borrow it at some point. I'm going public by saying this. It is such a wonderful thing to come up with. And again, this story reflects so beautifully the energy, the idealism, the excitement, the power of being young when we feel that anything is possible in our lives. And the fact that Maria had such a success at such an early age goes on to instill that confidence in her in fighting injustice.
She mentioned early in the story that losing the arts funding would affect her teacher's job. That's unusual for a student to care about the teacher's job.
Yes, and as a virtually lifelong teacher, I can tell you it is rare.
You've never had a student stick up for you, Karen?
I can't think of an instance at this moment. I have had students who have remembered me fondly, who have come back to visit, who have given me gifts at the end of the semester. I really can't recall a student who gave of herself the way that Marie and Tatiana did.
On the other hand, you do not teach theater.
I teach storytelling, which isn't all that different.
That kind of makes me curious about Tatiana's background.
We cannot forget Tatiana in this story. She was a very active participant, but also because this is the kind of experience on which great friendships are built. So as much as this is a Father's Day story, it would also be a Friendship Day story. Is there a Friendship Day? I don't know. But this is the kind of experience you look back on years later and say, the two of us, what a team.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. If our listeners have a story they'd like to share, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email at cneil, that's C, N as in Nancy, E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Our website also has contact information as well as archive stories at wlrn.org. Click radio and the public storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The public storyteller returns next Sunday.